radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Radio serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT KQJO FM.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord of hosts. Let everything that have breath. Praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. Oh, turn thyself to us again. Oh, turn thyself to us. Again, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is God. Oh, yes, he did. Jesus has come in the flesh. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh, yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. First and foremost, I give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for allowing me to have one more day. And I give thanks to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and God of Israel, for you all that are tuned in. For truly it's the Lord's doing. And oh, I thank him so much for knowing that his word is true. For the Bible tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. God has chosen you all to tune in that he may open your eyes that you can see, unplug your ears that you may hear. Oh, good God Almighty, what an awesome God we serve. We're truly blessed for 7 long days, 7 long nights that the Lord has us. Since last Thursday, this time again, by his grace, we're still here. Many folk gone between those 7 days. Some horrible things has happened to many folk in those 7 days. A lot of folk during those 7 days have been some unable to eat in those 7 days. Some unable to rest in those 7 days. But oh, look how good the Lord. They fail. Oh, yes, Lord. 7 long days and 7 long nights have he kept us. Oh, what awesome God that we serve. Oh, I'm truly grateful to be at work again this morning. I love my job. Some of you that tuned in have heard before, I'm crazy about my job. Well, I love this job. I do this thing for free because I know my reward is with him. I know one of these days, I don't know when, you know, it's one of these days. I know old Metro McGillan, he's going to get on out of here and take off this old tabernacle. This is what I saw Jesus do. Oh, yes, Lord. For the angels in heaven done signed my name. Say, I know I've been redeemed. For the angels in heaven done signed my name. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. Oh, what a wonderful time to be in Christ. What a wonderful time to be in Christ, where the enemy want to try to do you evil, but when he come into one way, He spilled forced with him to flee several different ways. For he said in the last days, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Run, devil, in the name of authority, Jesus Christ. Get the y'all. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God's holy name. Oh, speaking of work, go to work. This is the reason that I was born. Oh, yes, Lord. I love my job. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 through 9. Holy Spirit is speaking to us. God is trying to tell us something. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it. And thou mayest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as the faultless between thy eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gate. Oh, praise be to his holy name. We serve an awesome God, and he has already given us our instructions as his chosen, as his people, as his children, for we are his people, and he is our God. He's given us instructions on what he desires for us to do. And he goes on to tell us in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, in the 11th verse, he says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and are full, and hast built godly houses and dwell therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee from out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, brought thee forth water out of the rock of the flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with the mammon, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at the latter end. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand had got me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that has given thee the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do all at all, forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What an awesome God that we serve, and what an awesome God we have for our God. For the Bible says, blessed is the man that has the God of Jacob for his God. The Lord has instructed us what he desires for us. He allows us to go through something in order to get to something. He's always about doing that thing which is pleasing to him. He lets us know that anything worth having, oh good God Almighty, is truly worth fighting for. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and the 12th verse, for fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. You see, the Lord lets us know that without a doubt, he is a good God. But he also lets us know that being a good God, just like a good parent, you know, mom and them, you know, they loved us, but oh, they'll put some on you. Knock you down would be a simple task for them to perform. Well, God loves us, and those whom he loves, he chastened them. But the Bible tells us that now no chastisement for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, after it yield the possible fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. In other words, the Lord chastened us once he finished with you. Boy, you know, it don't feel good. I testify. You know, he had to put a whooping on me. You know, it don't feel good at the time, but it gets your mind right. Surely do. You determine, you know, oh, Lord God, I just want to do God's will. I'm not worried about trying to please myself anymore. I just want to do God's will. Well, it takes some children. You know, the Lord has blessed me with beautiful children and grandchildren. Some of them you can just look at and they do right. Some of them you holler at once, or sometimes you have to holler at them two or three times. Get them to get their attention. But the Lord is able to bring us where he want us to be, and that is to that promised land. The Bible tells us that a man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And you see, it's in this place, in Christ Jesus, that the Lord have set up the promises. You see, all of God promises that he promised to us, they're not automatic. They don't just come just because, you know, thus saith the Lord. Oh, no. If it was that simple, everybody could get it. But you must trust him with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your strength. And you must also believe. Jesus said, believe in God. But he said, also believe in me. Oh, yes, God. You see, we, in order to get the promises that he promised us, then they all come about by faith, for he's